We're turning once again to the Word of God and to the 50th Psalm, Psalm 50. We've been going through the verses for the day of the daily light and Samuel Baxter's devotional, which he and his family constructed after many years of having their own devotions and bringing the verses that they might think upon to the table as they gather together, and also afterwards bringing in verses which they had prayed over, that the Lord would lay upon their hearts verses which would go with those primary verses. And we've been looking at some of those over these last weeks, and we're doing so once again. And today the verses are thus. So we're just going to read the psalm first of all, and then we'll come back to the list of verses and we'll read them in the way that they are recorded, because they don't do whole verses sometimes, just a section of a verse which fits together almost seamlessly, not quite seamlessly, not normally, but almost seamlessly. And we trust the Lord will bless us. Psalm 50. The mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun and the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Our God shall come, and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above, to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices, or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked God saith, What hast thou to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction, and castest my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentedst with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now, consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Amen. Thank the Lord for this reading of his word. Let's bow our heads once again, ask the Lord's help. Our Father, we thank thee that thou hast written, and thou hast set these things down through thy servants, through the ages. And we thank thee, Lord, that they come so close to our own hearts. And so often they could be spoken to us directly. And Lord, we pray that thou wouldst give us a soft heart, that we might receive the admonitions of the Lord, and the guidance and the direction of the Lord also, that we might be obedient. Let us not be as those who thou dost speak of here, who have cast thy words behind their back. But Lord, let us set thy word ever before our eyes, and contemplate it, and seek to put into practice that which we understand. Hear us then, we ask thee, continue with us this evening. We ask this for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen. So the verses which are given in the Daily Light today run in this way. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Ye are a royal priesthood, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvellous light. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Praise, magnify him with thanksgiving. By him, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Those are the verses, and those are the sections of verses which are drawn together. And I just want to take them apart, and not going to rearrange them particularly, but just to consider what is being said there and put them in some kind of an arrangement. The first word is a wonderful one. And you know that sometimes I give you some nice new words that you've never heard of before in your life. And quite often they are words I've never heard of in my life either. But you come across them when you're looking for words for alliteration. And you know that I like to use alliteration. So the first one is the esculents. Has everybody come across esculents before? No? That's a good one, isn't it? Esculents. Well, it means food. It comes from esculentus, which is Latin, but it just means food. And so that's where we're going to begin. It says, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. So the whole thing is about praise. It is the praise of God. And praise, of course, is to acknowledge what has been done. It is to give thanks. It is to exalt. It is to set before people. If you give praise to some person that you know, before others, you will say, oh, they made a wonderful, I got praise to, heard praise today, actually. Carol said to me that she had salmon for dinner, and it was wonderful. Sally cooked it, and it was really, really lovely. So there's praise. So when we're thinking about praise, we're thinking about praising God here, of course. So we're thinking about things that he has done. I always have trouble with the word love in the past, because I used to think, well, love is a kind of an emotion, isn't it? And how can I say to God, I love you? You know, I didn't really understand what it was to love God. There are times when you can be overcome with an emotion, I suppose. There are times when your heart goes out towards the Lord, and I've known such times, but just generally, could you say that every day, I love you? But, of course, there is another sense in which we love someone or love something. But to love someone, you love someone because of their abilities, perhaps. I love the way they do that. I love the things that they have made. I just love that person because they can do this and because they can do that. Not quite the same way as an emotional type of love, but nevertheless, it's a deep respect. It's a deep praise for someone. And I was just thinking about that again before, a couple of months ago really, I suppose, and ever since I thought of it, it's come back to my mind. I've been reading the scriptures, as most of you will know, and I've read right the way through in trying to do a 1% per day. And so we're into the second reading through now, and the word of God is amazing. And I just have to say, it's so amazing. It is so amazing. It is so deep. It is so wonderful. And, you know, therefore, I do love the Lord. And there are times, perhaps, when you can say we love the Lord with that deep passion and emotion. But there are, most of the time, we love the Lord because of who he is. Because of his goodness. Because of his kindness. Because of his long-suffering. Because of the word which he gives of encouragement and forgiveness in our lives. So whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. The esculents, then, the food. Well, we have these words from Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. And this is the only time I'm taking the verses out of the order that they're in the daily light. So if you look there, Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. So verses 16 and 17, and these are the whole verses on this occasion. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. You see, that's praising God, isn't it? Because you're taking his word rather than your own. You're taking his word and you're saying, there is no greater word that I know than the word of God. There is no better advice I can give you than what God has said. And the Lord has written this and he has spoken this, and that's where I point you to, because that is what you need. And that is praise. That is praising God. That is setting before the people that he is the one to whom you need to turn. You need to trust the Lord. And you need to understand his word. And, you know, you can ask advice from all kinds of people. And in the multitude of counselors, the scripture tells us there is safety. But there is no counselor like the Lord. He is the great counselor of all. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. In psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And again, here, lifting up your voice to the Lord, speaking to him concerning his own word and how the Lord speaks to us. And whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. The food of his grace, then. Because the word of God is the food. It is what fills our hearts. It always reminds me of how Isaac asked Esau to go and to get him venison and to cook it. And he says, that my soul might bless thee. I always think that's a bit strange, really. You need a big meal before your soul can bless somebody. But that's what he said. And of course, the meal that was brought, well, obviously that was sufficient. It didn't need to be venison. It could be goat, as long as it was cooked properly. And he blessed, of course, Jacob rather than Esau. But nevertheless, just those words. And when our soul blesses the Lord, it is because we have had a good feast of the word of God. We have feasted upon his word. And it has made our hearts lifted up with joy. And we praise him and glorify him, the food of his grace. And then, of course, in that other verse, which I took out of order on this occasion, it says, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And those are wonderful words. And I'm thinking there of the favor of our God, because it is he who feeds us. Remember how he brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, through the Red Sea, into the wilderness, and he fed them. He fed them. He gave them manna to eat day by day for 40 years in the wilderness. He fed them. Why? Because they were his people. And then so we see the favor of our God and the food of his grace, the esculents, the food which we feast upon, that we might lift up our hearts to praise him and to worship him. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. To him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Secondly, the employment. Now, Samuel Baxter, takes these verses, and these are interesting because it's talking about offering, isn't it? Psalm 50 and verse 23, whoso offereth praise. And the kind of thought here is praise as an offering. Well, praise is an offering, not just in that verse, but in others as well. We read in Hebrews, for instance, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And so here is this offering, an offering of sacrifice. And we go back to Hosea and we see it even more specifically of an offering. Because it says, take with you words, turn unto the Lord, say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so will we render the calves of our lips. So now we're talking about baby cows, the calves, or baby bulls, bullocks, but calves, the calves of our lips. So it's an actual offering which is being spoken of. So it's not an offering of actual blood and flesh, but it's the offering of praise that we should worship him. So the thought here then is the employment that we have, and the employment is the priesthood. 1 Peter 2 verse 9, just taking the verses which, the words which are lifted out of that verse, it says, ye are a royal priesthood, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvellous light. The whole verse reads, but ye are a chosen generation, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvellous light. But in the context, of course, of what's being said here, a priesthood, that we have been called as a priesthood to offer praise. So particularly God's people, we are they who offer praise, and we offer praise on behalf of others as well. We offer praise on behalf of the world, which doesn't offer praise. We have a particular employment of the Lord, that we should honour him, glorify him. And so when we think about this, there is an election. God has chosen us. Remember, the Levites were chosen. Initially, the man of the house was the priest for the household. So Abraham was the priest of his house. Isaac, after Abraham was gone, or he departed from his father's house, became the priest of the house. But then we find that God chose the firstborn. So the firstborn was to be redeemed, and an offering was given for the firstborn of whatever opened the matrix. That was the firstborn, and the firstborn son became the priest of the house. And so that was that he was the person. But then, of course, after that, they built a golden calf, and the children of Levi went in with their swords to battle against those who had committed this idolatry at the foot of Sinai. And God, in the place of the firstborn of each house, chose the tribe of Levi. So the Levites became the priests. But they were chosen each time. It was the chosen of God. And if we are the Lord's, then we are the chosen of God, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. We are a priesthood. God has given us an employment. He has elected us. He has chosen us that we should praise him. And we shouldn't let that depart from us. You know, sometimes when we think about prayer, we think about asking God for this and asking God for that. But how much time do we spend actually praising him? I made this point a few weeks ago, a couple of months ago probably. Time flies past so fast. And that is that as God blesses us, we ought to give thanks that the Lord will bless us some more. We ought not to be like the nine lepers who went on their way, but the one who came back to give thanks. And the Lord said, your sins are forgiven. So there is an election, and there is an edification. And the edification is a perfect word, really, here. It begins with E, which is quite good for me with my alliteration, but also edification means to build up. And the next verse which is used is this, and ye are as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. So here are sacrifices. We're giving offerings in praise. Our praise is an offering before God. And we've gathered together in a prayer meeting tonight. And we need to remember to praise God. And think of all the things that God has done for us throughout the week. Not only does it praise God, but it encourages each other. When we go over some of the things which God has done for us, the deliverances which we have known, the blessings that we have known, the joys that we have known, the prayers that God has answered, giving thanks for people perhaps who have come into the house of God and we've not seen them before, or they've come back a second time or a third, or God has answered some prayer. We should be giving thanks, and that is encouragement to all, as we'll see in just a moment, because those that thought is also in this section. So the edification, we are being built up. We are being built as lively stones into a spiritual house, the temple of the Lord, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices. and we are always in the Lord's presence, and they are acceptable to God by or through Jesus Christ, which we, of course, realize, I'm sure, that everything that we do is only accepted through Jesus Christ, not on the basis of who we are. Then also the exaltation. We know that in 1 Samuel, we haven't come to this verse yet because we're only in chapter 14, but in chapter 15, Samuel says to Saul, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." So here is a spiritual sacrifice, once again, a spiritual offering. It is, even in Samuel's day, even in Saul's day, a spiritual offering was more important than the actual offerings. Because Saul took the beasts of conquest and said that he was going to offer them before the Lord. David later on says that God forbid that he should offer before the Lord anything that cost him nothing. But Saul was willing to do that. It didn't cost him anything, but he kept the best of them to make an offering before the Lord. It was all about the rites and the rituals for Saul. But God is looking for what is in the heart. And so to obey is better than sacrifice. In Psalm 69 and verse 30 it says, "I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving." That's interesting, isn't it? With that other verse that we looked at before, which says, teaching and admonishing one another in teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So here is this praise once again. And the psalmist actually says in Psalm 69, verse 30, "I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or a bullock that hath horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. For the Lord heareth the poor and despiseth not his prisoners." This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or a bullock that hath horns and hoofs. Praising God. Even in the Old Testament, even in David recognized this. David, of course, was a prophet. We read in the book of Acts, David, being a prophet, spake before of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so here, he understands things which with a depth, and a great depth as well. It's quite amazing, really, the depth of understanding which David had. And you sort of wonder how he could have fallen into the sins that he did. But we can never think, because we have a depth of understanding, that we can't fall into sin. We are sinners at heart, aren't we? We are fallen wretches. And until the Lord has completed that redemption and brought us into his presence, we are always in danger of stumbling and falling and failing. And the whole of the Old Testament is testimony to that. So here it says then, continuing on, the humble shall see this and be glad. The humble shall see this, which brings me to the last point, and that is the exaltation. Baxter uses this verse, "By him therefore let us offer the sacrifices of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. But there is this invitation. Let us do it. Let's do it together. Let's praise God together. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, but let's praise together. Let's worship together. And then in Psalm 34 and verse 10, "My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." Here's the invitation. It is saying, let's all join together. Let's worship him together. Let's praise him together. Let's honor him together. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Here's the invitation then. The invitation of the scripture is to all of God's people to worship, to give thanks, and to praise. Influence. Finally, there are influencers. I don't know if you've heard of influencers. It was one of the things which came up recently in a fraternal that I went to, and it was talking about our influence and the influence of the influencers of this world, and what is the influence of a pastor or an elder within a church, and how do we influence people? Because we always have an influence, don't we? Everybody has an influence. It can be a bad influence, it can be a good influence. What is our influence? And on this day and age, you'll sometimes come across someone on the internet actually termed an influencer. So I think the Kardashians, some of those are, if you've ever heard of them, they are called influencers. And the bags that they buy, the shoes that they wear, the clothes that they wear, that lots of people follow them and, oh, we want something like that. That's an influencer. Somebody who is influencing society. There are many influencers, of course, and the influences usually are bad. But what is our influence? Do we have the influence of praising God? Are we influencing people to remember day by day what the Lord has done and give thanks? What is our influence? Hosea 14:2, we've already quoted the verse. It says, take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. Are we influencing people just to do that and to praise the Lord? This is the exaltation then. There is an exaltation. So there is the esculence, the food, the employment which is ours, and the exaltation to all of those around us that they should praise the Lord and give thanks unto his name. And we can be an influence, can't we? You know, just by the fact that people sometimes say about things that have happened, oh, that's good. Yeah, praise the Lord. We really ought to praise the Lord. We ought to give thanks to the Lord for that. And just our short comments. We don't have to preach at anybody. We just have to show them where we stand. And we need to honour the Lord. You know, people ask us for advice. We can just quote the scripture. We need to know the scripture, of course, in order to quote it. But we can say, the scripture says, the Bible says. Or if you think that is going to turn them off immediately, because it does some people, as soon as you say the Bible says, they stop listening. So just say the words and then say, that's what the Bible says. So we can do it the other way around. And the word of God tells us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So let's take to heart this service of praise to the Lord, that the Lord has employed us as kings and priests unto him, that we should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvellous light.